The Australian Medical Association says there needs to be a national approach to reducing the high rate of suicide among doctors. The issue has been highlighted by the recent suicide of three doctors in 5 months just in New South Wales. Penny Timms has this report.
Medicine is a trying and demanding profession, a fact those entering the industry are well aware of. The recent suicide deaths of three junior doctors in New South Wales is a sad reflection of this.
Yeah, it's been awful to learn of friends or friends of friends who have struggled, knowing that there are certain aspects of our jobs that can contribute to that.
Kelly Stellard is completing her residency at Sydney's RPA Hospital. The hospital has launched a pilot program called BPT OK, aimed at improving doctor wellbeing. Ms. Stellard thinks the program is a good step in the right direction. She says junior doctors face significant pressure due to heavy workload and study pressures throughout their training.
Most colleges offer a yearly exam, in that if you fail that exam, you cannot resit it until the next year. There's a couple of exceptions to that, but by the time you're looking to pass your college final exams, most of them are yearly. The idea that you might have to then wait a whole nother year before you can sit that test, before you progress further in your career, becomes very daunting.
And I take it you don't have that job security?
No. You're usually employed for a contract that will see you through to the end of your training, and very few allow for a failure.
In many cases, results are graded on a curve, making a pass or fail difficult to work around. It can create a stressful situation, and Ms. Stellard says junior doctors can find it difficult to know where to turn for help. Dr. John Zorbas is the chairman of the AMA Council of Doctors in Training. He says mental health is an ongoing concern in the whole industry.
And this is definitely a national issue, and this is definitely something that we're still coming to grips with as a profession and as a society.
Though Dr. Zorbas feels as though tides are changing, but not fast enough.
When young doctors are taking their own lives, this represents a big problem. I think the problem is that the action so far has been too little, and we'd like to see a lot more done, and we'd like to see it done in a more coordinated fashion across the whole country.
Who do you think needs to be leading that change, and what sort of shape would you like it to take?
Well, suicide, I mean, we have to acknowledge that it's a societal issue, and we need to address it more broadly. And to that end, I think it has to be, firstly, the profession. You know, bodies like the AMA need to stand up and take the lead, and we're doing that. But also bodies that are responsible for taking care of doctors across the country. This is employers, you know, this is hospitals, this is practice owners, this is government. This is the state and federal governments that employ these doctors, and it's also the bodies that are responsible for accrediting them.
Are there any plans for that sort of work to happen?
Look, it's happening across the country, but it's very, you know, uncoordinated. There's a lot of programs in lots of small pockets. The AMA has plans to provide a bit more of a national framework. Suicide isn't as simple as this is the one big problem, this is the one thing we need to fix. And I think this is where we've fallen over in the past. We need to recognise that this is a much bigger problem, and if we don't approach it from all angles, we're just not going to get there.
There are also national reporting laws where a medical practitioner is compelled to report a doctor patient who presents with mental health concerns out of fear they could pose a public risk. It means doctors are nervous about asking for help. Dr. Zorbas says the laws need revisiting as part of an internal cultural shift in attitudes towards mental health.
We need to encourage doctors to seek treatment when they're unwell. I think we need to encourage employers to stand up and take pride in their staff and take pride in their programs that help their ill employees stand up and say, I've got a problem, but I can get through this. If we all can work through this, we're going to have much more resilient workforces and more resilient doctors. Means better services for the Australian public. It means that when you go to your hospital, when you see your GP, you're seeing doctors who've been able to stand up and take care of themselves, and that can only be a good thing.
That's the chairman of the AMA Council of Doctors in Training, John Zorbas, speaking to Penny Timms. And if this story has raised concerns for you or someone you know, remember that you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.